This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the podcast Be My Guest with Ina Garten. Be My Guest is intimate and captivating conversations with new and old friends. David Remick, Jennifer Garner, Frank Bruni, and more. Listen to Be My Guest with Ina Garten wherever you get your podcasts.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
We're going to close things up by getting outside with the poet Ada Limón. Limón was appointed the Poet Laureate of the United States in July. And some years back, she moved from New York City to live with her boyfriend, now her husband, in Lexington, Kentucky. Fewer rats and a lot more horses. Limón's book, Bright Dead Things, was all about adjusting to a new home and the constant talk of thoroughbreds.
Hey there.
This is Cactus.
Hi, Cactus. Beautiful quarter horse.
You know why I call him Cactus?
What?
What's his name?
Oh.
We met up with Ada Limón in 2018 near Lexington.
We're standing in front of the main entrance here to Keeneland, and they've got this beautiful stone walls, and it kind of looks like a castle. Keeneland, I think, is one of the prettiest race courses in all of the United States. Now, this isn't where the Derby happens. Churchill Downs is where the Derby is raced, but Keeneland is a beautiful old track that has this very historic, stately feel in the middle of beautiful horse pastures all around it. It feels like spring might actually come. The sun's not quite up. It's a little cloudy. Being here when it's empty is kind of lovely. So right now we're walking through the main track area before we get to the actual racetrack. So this is where you have the concessions, where you get your popcorn and your Kentucky's burgoo, which is a sort of legendary Kentucky food. I'm not a huge fan. Don't tell anyone. You get soft pretzels and popcorn and, you know, soft ice cream for the kids. And then as we keep walking up here, you'll see all of the betting windows. I grew up going to the track occasionally with my stepfather, who loves to play the ponies. But we would go to the Sonoma County Fair and go to the track out there. People always ask me, you know, what you have so many horses in your poems. What are they a metaphor for? And I think they're not really a metaphor. Like, out here, they're just horses. The very first time I came to Keeneland, it was here to meet Zenyatta, who is a famous filly who I just adore. She's famous for having won the Breeders' Cup Classic, the only filly to have won the Breeders' Cup Classic. And she was sort of a icon of mine, and so it was fun to get to meet her. And that was actually the very first time I came to Keeneland. I think one of the things I love about watching them race is the thrill that they seem to get from it. Like, they actually seem to be enjoying the race. So right now I'm looking at the main track, which is a dirt track. It has almost like a reddish quality. And it's loose dirt, even though we got some rain. It looks like it's bouncy. They try to keep it so it's healthy for the horses to run on. And then the track right behind it is the turf. Now, right now, we've got a thoroughbred going by, a thoroughbred racehorse, there's something about them that is so beautiful as they race. And as they just stand there in the pasture, and out in here in Kentucky, you know, they're about as common as birds. This area right here is the apron, and this is where, if you just pay general admission, you can come and sit and stand on the rail and root for your horse. On a busy day, it will just be packed and loud and ruckus. It's a great sound. I kind of like coming out here when there's no one here. It feels like there is some sort of ghost of energy within the space, as if it's, you could almost hear the echoes of roars. People screaming with joy because they actually won big for the first time. This is a poem I wrote for the Kentucky Oaks Day, which is when all the fillies race, and it's one of my favorite races. How to triumph like a girl. I like the lady horses best, how they make it all look easy. Like running 40 miles per hour is as fun as taking a nap or grass. I like their lady horse swagger after winning. Ears up, girls, ears up. But mainly, let's be honest, I like that they're ladies. As if this big, dangerous animal is also a part of me. That somewhere inside the delicate skin of my body, there pumps an 8-pound female horse heart. Giant with power, heavy with blood. Don't you want to believe it? Don't you want to lift my shirt and see the huge, beating, genius machine that thinks, no, it knows, it's going to come in first.
The poet Ada Limone at Keeneland Racecourse in Lexington, Kentucky. She was just appointed the Poet Laureate. You can find some of her poems at newyorker.com.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by Be My Guest with Ina Garten, the podcast. On each episode, Ina welcomes a different friend over to her Hamptons home to share stories about career, love, and life, all while cooking up an amazing meal. Guests include New York Times writer Frank Bruni, Jennifer Garner, restaurateur Danny Meyer, and The New Yorker's David Remick. David talks about his love of music and his obsession with Szechuan cooking videos on YouTube. Listen to Be My Guest with Ina Garten wherever you get your podcasts.